Well, there's two issues that the NCAA is going to look at. One is he brought a public relations specialist to the Nike camp to speak on behalf of him. Mark Little, the PR agent, basically said that he is doing this pro bono, but it still could be construed as an extra benefit, and the NCAA is looking into that. The second thing was uncovered on HBO's Real Sports on Monday night, where they were talking to his mother, Carrie Stoudemire, and she said that Nike actually paid her some sort of money. And if that is the case, that would be also construed as an extra benefit. And if that's the case, then Amari Stoudemire more than likely will be ineligible. Memphis is still debating whether or not they want to take on his commitment, have him sign that letter in November, because in the end, he may never end up in college basketball, and they may be tying up a scholarship that they could use for another big man. Amari Stoudemire, though, is probably the one player that scouts think could be in that lottery in the class of 2002.